In this bulletin, hate speech laws in jeopardy as Greens and Coalition signal their opposition. The PM announces $26 million in additional support for flood-affected Queenslanders. And in football, Moroccans celebrate making it to the grand final of the African Cup of Nations. With all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. The Greens say they will not support the Albanese government's proposed hate speech laws in their current form, accusing Labor of trying to rush the significant legislation through Parliament. Labor requires the backing of either the Greens or Coalition to pass the bill, which comes in response to the Bondi Beach terror attack last month. But that support is looking increasingly unlikely from either cohort. The opposition have raised concerns about the inclusion of gun reforms as part of the legislation and have scrutinised an exemption given to religious leaders quoting directly from scriptures. Meanwhile, Deputy Greens leader Senator Maureen Faraki says the views of community leaders and civil rights advocates have informed their decision to oppose the bill for the time being.
So experts and community groups have expressed their fundamental opposition to this bill and the process with which it's been rushed through. And the Greens will not be supporting this bill in its current form. The legacy of the horrific violence in Bondi cannot be the undermining of political, civil and human rights.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has travelled to northern Queensland to offer fresh support for locals who've endured weeks of heavy rain and flooding. Following ex-tropical cyclone Koji and other severe weather events, the Prime Minister has announced an additional $26 million of support for affected community members, taking total support funds up to $66 million. He says the support will be aimed at helping farmers and small businesses survive the damage the severe weather has brought.
That support is for primary producer support package for the extraordinary disaster recovery assistance grants of up to $25,000 for small businesses, $4 million of additional support for mental health recovery program, as well as $1 million for the regional council here to help with immediate recovery needs.
Palestinian-Australian academic Dr. Randa Abdel Fattah has accepted an apology made by the Adelaide Festival regarding her removal from Adelaide Writers Week 2026, but says the episode reveals a concerning trend. In a statement today, the Adelaide Festival Corporation has apologised to Dr. Abdel Fattah for the harm the decision caused her and retracted an earlier statement that claimed it would be culturally insensitive to invite her after the Bondi Beach terror attack. The controversial decision saw the cancellation of the event in its entirety after over 100 writers pulled out and three board members and the director of the festival resigned. Adelaide Festival has now reinstated Dr. Abdel Fattah's invitation to speak at the next Adelaide Writers Week in 2027. The academic said in a statement on Instagram that she accepted the apology as an acknowledgement of the right to speak publicly and truthfully about the atrocities that have been committed against the Palestinian people. Over 100 protesters have rallied outside the Iranian embassy in Canberra, waving flags of Iran's monarchy, which was overthrown in the 1979 Islamic Revolution. The local event comes as the United States threatens intervention in Iran after a wave of mass protests were met with a deadly crackdown by the Islamic Republic. The security forces have killed at least 2,615, according to reports from US-based human rights activist news agency, with Iran signalling they will act quickly to punish thousands more who have been detained. Australian, Israeli and US flags were also displayed at the event in Canberra, as well as images of Reza Pahlavi, the son of the ousted Shah of Iran, Mohammad Pahlavi. Dr. James Younessi, one of the event organisers, says the Iranian government has lost its legitimacy and the embassy does not represent his people.
Those people out there, they don't represent us. That is not our embassy. An embassy represents its people. It's not for killing. We want them out of here. Go back. Let us have our proper representation. Let us have a proper government. Let our people live. Let them have what they deserve. The end is nigh. There is no question about it. It's just whether foreign sources will give us help or not.
And in football, goalkeeper Yassin Bounou saved two penalties and Youssef Nassiri netted the decisive spot kick as hosts Morocco secured a 4-2 shootout victory over Nigeria in a tense Africa Cup of Nations semi-final. Morocco, seeking their first continental title in 50 years, will face 2021 winners Senegal in Sunday's decider in Rabat, while Nigeria take on Egypt in the third-place playoff a day before. The 120 minutes before the shootout ended nil-all after neither side were able to get the upper hand, though Morocco were denied by some fine saves from Nigeria goalkeeper Stanley Nwabali. And that's all this evening's latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Sterrett.